Beginning a few decades ago, Duke Energy began buying up plants outside the U.S. It also acquired companies beyond the Carolinas that sell energy on the open market. Now Duke wants to tighten its focus on what it calls its core businesses. WFAE's David Borax explains.
State regulators set prices for most of the energy Duke sells to households and businesses. It's a fairly predictable revenue stream and where Duke gets most of its profits. As CEO Lynn Good delivered Duke's latest earnings report yesterday, she says those businesses continued to be good over the past year.
I'm pleased with the solid performance and operational execution of our core regulated businesses, despite record mild December weather. These results largely offset challenges throughout the year in our international operation.
Those hydroelectric and other power plants in Central and South America have been a drag on profits over the past 2 years. That's why Duke announced 2 weeks ago it's putting those businesses up for sale. Meanwhile, competition is intensifying for open market businesses. Good says Duke now will concentrate on selling electricity and gas through its state-regulated utilities. Duke also will continue building its renewable energy business, which sells solar and wind power through stable, long-term contracts.
Our industry is undergoing transformation with new technologies, evolving customer expectations, increasingly impactful public policies, and abundant low-cost natural gas. These factors will have a profound impact on our business in the years ahead and are informing our strategic investments.
Chief Financial Officer Steve Young said Duke's refocusing actually started with the deal for Progress Energy in 2012. That brought together the two largest consumer utilities in the Carolinas under one roof. Before that, Duke got about 25% of its income from investments in non-traditional businesses. Now that's falling as Duke divests unreliable divisions like the Midwest commercial energy business it sold a year ago and the international operations it put up for sale. Meanwhile, Duke is in the midst of a $6.7 billion deal to buy Piedmont Natural Gas, announced last October. Like Duke, it's a stable, state-regulated utility. Duke's goal to reposition itself as a safer, more reliable investment is working, says Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Kit Conolidge.
In this environment where people are buying utility stocks a lot to avoid the pitfalls of the market out there, anything that says, hey, we're becoming more solid and more stable and more predictable, that's going to encourage investors to buy the stock.
Duke shares are up nearly 7% since January. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.